Just to separate the Marmukomos page, there's Bamidbar and Sanhedrin, and Sota is separate. So I'm going to try and relate them, but that's separate. So the first half of the page, the Pasuk and Rashi, the Gemara and Mashah and Sanhedrin, we concentrate on first. So the Pasuk says, Vela told us Aaron and Moshe, B'yom Dibur Hashem es Moshe Bar Sinai, the day that Hashem spoke to Moshe Bar Sinai. And then the Pesukim go on to list the children of Aaron. So if you're listing the children of Aaron, why does it say here are the children of Moshe and Aaron? That's Rashi's Kasha. And Rashi says, Vedo Maskil Abnei Aaron, only mentions the children of Aaron. Where does it say anything about the Bnei Moshe? It says, Ela told us Aaron and Moshe. So Rashi answers, V'nikru told us Moshe l'fishalimdan Torah. They're called the children of Moshe because Moshe taught the children of Aaron Torah. He was the uncle, and he taught his nephews Torah. Melamed teaches us, Shekol ha-melamed is ben chaver Torah. Whoever teaches his friend's children Torah, Ma'ale alav akosav kilu yoldo, the Torah treats it as if you gave birth to them. That's why it said, Ela told us Moshe. Even though they're not Moshe's children, but since Moshe taught Aaron's children Torah, so they're considered now like Moshe's children also. Aaron the biological father, and Moshe the Rebbe father. B'yom Dibur Hashem es Moshe, Nasu Elu Atoldos Shelo, they became his children, Shelimdun Masha Limen Mipi HaGvura, because he taught them that which he learned from Mipi HaGvura from Hashem. Okay, and then the Gemara in Sanhedrin quotes basically this Chazal that Rashi quotes, Kom Lamed Ben Chaver Torah Malav Akos of Kilo Yoldo, but there are different girsos. Amarei Shlokish Kom Lamed Ben Chaver Torah Malav Akos of Kilo Aso, not Kilo Yoldo, but Kilo Aso, that he made him, Shenemar, this a nefesh asher asu b'charan. Rabbi Eliezer Omer kilu asam divrei Torah. He made divrei Torah. It's referring to the divrei Torah that he made. Shenemar ushmartim es divrei abris hazos vasisim osam. And Rabbi Omer kilu asa la'atzmo. He made himself. Shenemar vasisim osam al tivkei osam ala atem. Okay. So let's take a look at this Marsha. There actually is Marsha on each of the three opinions. Reish Lakish says, Kilu Aso. Rabbi Loza says, Kilu Asan L'Divrei Torah. And Rabbi says, Kilu Aso L'Atzmo. So it's hard to know just by translating the words what those mean. So Marsha gives us interpretation. So let's see the Marsha. Okay, let's do the first one. It's very small. I was going to try and blow it up, but I was off campus and I couldn't do it. So I hope you can read it. Kol ha-melamed es ben chaver Torah, kilu aso, shenemar v'sanefesh asher aso charan. Mefurish b'reishis rabba, in Wisconsin, kol umos ha-olam, if you gathered every person in the world, ein yachom lizrok neshama b'yitosh, you can't put a neshama into a mosquito. Vat amrit, Asher Asu? Ayin Sham. How could you say that he made these people? How could you make a person? If you try to make an Ashama, you're trying to put life into a mosquito, if you had the whole world working on it, all the scientists in the world, can you get life back into a dead mosquito? No. So what does it mean that Kom Lamed Esmen Chaver Torah Kilu also, like he made him. I mean, how can he make him? You can't make him. You can't make a mosquito. He says to make a person. I think that's the kasha. V'umavur, and it's explained in Medrash, ha-nefesh she-zochar hu nefesh adam asher asu, the nefesh, referring to the nefesh adam, Asher also ki terem hayoso yodea darchi haTorah, because before this person knew the derech haTorah, moser adam and a behema ayin. What does the adam have over a behema? See, moser adam and a behema, the additional amount that a person has over behema ayin. Before a person learns Torah, there is no benefit to a human over an animal. Ubi yediyaso darchi haTorah, but once he knows Torah, tivdol yitziraso mikol shar bali chayim. His neshama, his creation, is different than all other forms of life. V'nase Adam, and now he's called the Adam. Shezos hoisa tachlas b'yoso, which was the whole purpose of creation. So by learning Torah with somebody, so before he could learn Torah, he was a behema. Now he's not an Adam. So you made him into an Adam because you learned Torah with him, and now he has a benefit of being an Adam over a behema. That's why it's shat also. It doesn't mean that he breathed life into him, literally a breath, because that you can't do, but you made him into an Adam because now he has that over a behema. I was thinking, like, what, just on the first Marsha, what do we think that Moshe was teaching the Bnei Aaron? He taught them the Aleph Beis. He was the Aleph Beis Rebbe, and he taught them their first Chumash, and he did the Haskalas Gemara, and he did, okay, you know, maybe you could say that. I just assumed that when they got ready for the blood shear, they went to Moshe Rabbeinu's, you know, shear. I assume that other people taught them the Aleph Beis and Chumash, and they went to probably good high school, and he was going to the blood shear. When they went to Moshe Rabbeinu, it wasn't stomp for the hachana, the lower shirim. They went to the reshiva shear. That's where they went to Moshe Rabbeinu, Mistama. So it's just interesting that even at that level, that's considered just pashup shot. Kalam Malamed is Ben Chaver Torah. It's not only referring to, you know, Chumash. I mean, take any fifth grader, whatever, 11 years old. So he's a frum boy, he davens. He's Shomer Shabbos. He's already understands the Darchei HaTorah. I'm talking about a good, you know, solid boy. So he's already has more than a behema. But yet still, you just see this, just to note this, that's an amazing thing. You teach somebody Torah. And even the Bnei Aaron at this stage, it also doesn't make a distinction, so it's pashut, but just to dehear that we're still, when we're learning, you know, at this level, learning yeshiva now, you know, yeshiva gedola, that we're still becoming an adam over behemoth, still at that level, because every dehear, there's so many different madregas, but every dehear in Darchei HaTorah, as the Marsha points out, Terem Hayosi Yodea Darchei HaTorah, Mos Adam Ayin. Before you know the Darchei HaTorah and every level of Darchei HaTorah, what's the human over behema? So that's even for the Blatchir, even past the Blatchir. If there's still more to accomplish, then we are raising ourselves over that of behema. So we just have to take stock. Like we like to think we're accomplished people. I'm learning yeshiva. You know, you call me an animal, you know, I'm still holding by that. Yeah, to a certain extent, if we haven't been exposed yet to certain levels in learning, so yeah, there's no difference. Terem hayose yodea darchei haTorah, Moser Adam and Abahema Ayin. I'm so excited about these words because I had to read it like 50 times to figure out. First I read it Mutter and Ain. It took me a long time to figure out what those words meant. So Moser Adam and Abahema Ayin. Yeah, even the Bnei Aaron, even at that level. It's not Mestama. I assume you agree with me. It's not Mestama. He taught him everything. Aaron wasn't available to learn with them. But even Moshe Rabbeinu, I assume he gave the highest shiur, Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why he's called Rabbeinu. And I assume that's the pshat. And, you know, even that level, they're learning to become better than a behemoth. That's pretty amazing. So I think we can apply the same thing to ourselves. As much as we want to pat ourselves on the back and say we're very advanced level, but at the same time, we can't give up, because what do we want to do? We want to sit all the levels that we're missing, where Terem Yodea Dachia Torah, Moser Adam and Abahema Ayin. We don't want to be guilty of that, so we have to keep plucking away. We have a lot of levels to go. And it isn't just to reach high levels, we want to also avoid not being on the level. I don't want to be a behema. So we have to keep plugging, Rabbo say. We have to keep working, because we want to reach a high level, but we want to get out of this level. I don't want to be a behema. I want to find out what Adam is about. That's the whole purpose of creation. The whole purpose of creation. You see how he writes that? V'nasa Adam shezos hoisa tachas priyaso. The whole purpose of creation, when we work on a shir, whatever, Shavuos night, we work on Rabbi Lubin shir, and we get another level of learning. Wow, we've fulfilled the purpose of creation. That's awesome. That's motivating. Okay, that's the first shmooze from the first Marsha. Let's do the second shmooze from the second Marsha. Then we'll see the third shmooze from the third Marsha. I wasn't planning to say more than one shmooze, but this is one sugya. Okay, now to the next one. Kilu asa l'divrei Torah. Al pi masha kosov harbe lamadatim rabosai. When it says asa l'divrei Torah, you made the learning, as it says that I learned a lot from my rabbeim, v'yosem mechavera, I learned even more than I learned from my rabbeim, I learned from my friends. The Yosemi Talmida, I even learned even more from my students. Shaide Masa Umata Bilima, through the back and forth in learning in Ben Chavero with your friend's son, Nischad Shulo Dvarim, it became novel to the Ben Chavero, new things. Varehem Ki'ilu Osam V'chidshim Ba'olam. It's as if he created them into the world. Is referring to the Rebbe? Who's it referring to? Huh? The Rebbe. Who shmarta mesdivar bis sheyeshomer beficha divrei Torah leben chavercha vayde kach vasisem osam. He's saying that the Rebbe, I'm not sure, thought it was the Rebbe. The Rebbe is going to then reach a level of learning. Let's assume it's the Rebbe. That's how we have Chazar Shmuz. Could change the pshat tomorrow. But so the Rebbe, through the Masa B'Matan and learning with Ben Chavero, and since he learned more from Yitamidim, so he's able to mechadish Dvarim. Now the Talmud is in the same conversation as the Rebbe. Let's assume the Talmud is pretty advanced Talmud. I assume the Bnei Aaron were very advanced Torah, and this is talking about the Rebbe. He's going to Mechadesh through the Masumatan, through the back and forth. But it's referring to the Rebbe. So why is the Rebbe Zocha to this Kilua Solom Divrei Torah and not the Talmud? So it's just I don't know if it's a Chiddush, but you see, the Rebbe has that extra Achrayus. The Rebbe's got to say the Pshat. So that extra Achrayus is what propels that person to reach this level, Kilua Son, the Divrei Torah, which all fits into the Chazal. This is all coming from the Chazal, Kilu Yoldo. It's different Pshat in what Yoldo is. I assume the different interpretations. So this is a very important yesod for us to understand. Having that extra achrayas is what separates the Rebbe from the Talmud in this whole Masa Matan. It's the same conversation. One of them is sent into this level of Kilu Asola Divrei Torah. I always like to say this, when we're choosing chavrusas, so there's different schools of thought. You know, who do you look for in your chavrusa? So a lot of people are, so to speak, caught up. I don't know if it's for covet purposes. I don't think it's covet purposes. It's they think that that's going to be better. They like want to get the best guy in yeshiva to be their chavrusa. Who are you learning with next man? Oh, I'm learning with so-and-so. Ooh, whoa, gosh. But to a certain extent, whoever is the stronger person in the chavrusa shaf is advantage. Is that an advantage? Why? Because every time they're stuck through the masa matan, he's going to be, you know, he's going to be forced to say the pshat. So really what a person should do when they're looking for chavrusa, you have to, you know, maybe it helps to speak to a Rebbe who really knows you in learning. And yeah, try and get someone who's like just a drop weaker than you. Because that means every time you get stuck, you're going to be the one counted on to say the pshat. Because that extra chryas, I assume, you know, Aaron's children were pretty good. If they had to, they'd probably say shir also. But they had a Rebbe. The Rebbe is the one who gets this advantage. So, you know, I learned a lot from my Rebbeim. I learned more from my Chaverim. But Yosef mitalmidai. I assume the Rebbe is, you know, learn more from your Talmud. How? Because he's the one forced to come up with all the Pshatim. So if he's the one forced to come up with the Pshatim, so all the Talmud has to do is put himself in position to have someone weaker than him. Then he's the Rebbe, so to speak. Okay, you can't start off with Talmidim because then you won't know enough. But still, in terms of setting up Chavrusa, it's just a worthwhile note that extra Achrayas is what creates this Masa Matan, through the Masa Umatan. The Talmud's creating the Kashas and the Terutzim and the back and forth. And the Rebbe is the one steiging. I just can't help point out, I assume you caught this Deher also, and the Rebbe is going to steig, Moshe Rabbeinu steig from his Masa Matan with the Bnei Aaron. You know, Rashi says that he learned with the Bnei Aaron, Shalimdon Mashalom and Piagvura. I mean, he was learning this with the Ribbono Shalom. You would think that he had a pretty good Rebbe, that the Bnei Aaron had a pretty good Rebbe, Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had the best Rebbe. He had the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. You think that was, you know, Rabbi Feuerman used to say, the perfect shear has yet to be taught. The perfect shear. So I used to hack him. What about Moshe Rabbeinu? What about? No, not, no. But Ribbono Shel Olam, he said, okay, may the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam, when he taught Torah, that we were allowed to assume that was the perfect shear. He knows all the rules of pedagogy, and he used all the rules. He knows all the rules. So I assume he used everything, Kagan, Covey, all the different tricks, classroom management, curriculum, he used the board, I don't know, whatever he had to do, it was a perfect shear. And but Moshe Rabbeinu grew more from what? From the Masu Matan, the back and forth. It's just a mind-boggling. So okay, when you're choosing a chavrusa, you know, I don't want the best guys in Shiva to be stuck without chavrusas. I don't want to learn with them anymore. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that, you know, it's kedai to just be, when you have to choose a chavrusa, you pick someone who you feel, okay, he could be a very good guy, but someone who's going to also give you, put the pressure on you also. Take turns reading, and, you know, and you have a, if it's someone that you could ask kashas to afterwards, you're not going to let him get away with it, you're going to challenge. It has to be someone who you could do all those things with, because that's where the ultimate impact is made in the learning. You make the mensch that way. And even more than learning mipi agvura, that's mind-boggling. You even accomplish more than you're learning with the perfect shir. That's pretty amazing. And the last marsha, kilu asola atzmo, so hu mosif bazeh she'af hu atzmo efshir b'tchilas limudo and ben chavero, he himself, it's possible, before he learned with his friend's son, lo haya nikra adam, he wasn't called an adam yet, u'blimudo imo tosif lo achachma, and by learning with him, he adding on chachma ad asher nafsho nasis nefesh adam. Now his neshama is a neshama. Now he's an adam. Oh my God, this should blow you off your seat. You saw this last marsha? If you got to it in the Marmakomus, like Rabbi Lerifel likes to say, you just underline certain chazal, you just underline them and then you can walk away. I don't have to say anything. Wow, even the Rebbe gets this din of Terem Hayosi Yodea Dachi Torah Moshe Adam Behema Ayin. Even he gets that. We can say that about Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was learning with the Bnei Aaron, also now became an Adam because he reached a higher level. And even Moshe Rabbeinu reached a higher level and now he's not a Behema, now he's an Adam. If you can even say such a thing, it's mamish amazing. Even the Rebbe reaches this level of this Chachma makes him into Adam, which is the Tachlis Yitzirasa. The whole Tafkid of the world is to not be a Behema and to fulfill the whole purpose of creation, to become an Adam, more of an Adam. Yes, that's true even for Moshe Rabbeinu. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, when he's giving that shir, it's very nice he gives the shir, but through that shir, he's becoming no longer a behemoth. Just fascinating. So we have three separate chidushim. From this marsha, the first one, that just the hair, just through our learning, we're able to fulfill the purpose of creation to become not a Behema, even at the higher levels. I assume it's Pashut, but I never know what questions are going to come at me. Someone's going to say, no, he was learning everything with them since he was Rabbi Goldenberg Shear, since 3 years old. He learned everything when it wasn't referring to the later Shear. No one's going to argue that. I dare you to argue that. And even at the high levels, even in the Blat Shear, even past the Blat Shear, even in Kolel, you see, I'm right, because eventually he says that even for the Rebbe. So that's the first one. The second one, that the Rebbe himself is mechadish this Torah through the Masa Matan, the extra achrayus. Wow, look what that can propel the Rebbe to becoming. Even though he learned that mipi agvura, he can still move higher at the hair into what. How we should learn. And then lastly, even the Rebbe himself becomes the Adam of the Behemoth. Just when I just had to go through my notes, I found the shmooze. I don't know if this is legal to say on a Wednesday, but I'm saying it. I found the shmooze that Rabbi Luban said in 2008. It's 10 years ago, Tavshin Samech Ches, I have my notes, and he said the Shmuzover from Reb Shalom Shvadron. The Koach Hashpa is such a beautiful, we're talking about learning with Ben Chaver Torah, so it's such a beautiful Deher, I thought it was just like, it's related. I don't know if it's exact Shmuz, but it's like a related topic, so I just throw it in. I gave you the whole Gemara and Sota, but you really only need, it's good to know the background. They convinced the Sota to be Moda, so they would, by drinking the water, you have to do Mechikas Hashem. It wipes out Hashem's name in that water that the Sota drinks, so by having her admit it, that she was Mizana, not that it's going to be pretty for her either, but at least you don't have to do Mechik Hashem. So they were trying to show her that other people also admitted things. Yehuda admitted, Reuben admitted. So that gets the Gemara onto the topic that we're about to read. That's what I'm not reading. And if you read like 5-6 lines to the bottom, Kol Oson Shonim, you have that? The first word line is Le Yehuda. It's towards the bottom of the page. Kol Oson Shonim Shor Yishol B'Midbar. All the years that Klai Yishol was in the Midbar, the bones of Yehuda were like bouncing around in his coffin, because they were bringing supposedly all the Shvatim to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Ad she'amad Moshe, until Moshe came, ubikei shalav rachmim, and he begged for mercy for Yehuda. Like his bones are rattling around. He davened for him. Amar lefanav. Ribono Shalom. So Moshe Rabbeinu said to Ribono Shalom, Mi garam l'Ruvein Shahoda, Yehuda. Who convinced Ruvein to be Moda? Now, there were two chatoim, just to remind everyone, Yehuda did a chait, and Ruvein did a chait. Ruvein moved around the beds, that was considered a chait, and Yehuda had this maisa with Tamar, and he admitted, and we know Ruvein admitted it. That's actually written first in the Torah, but there's no order, and the Gemara says that Reuven did admit it, but only after Yehuda admitted it. And after Yehuda admitted it, then Reuven admitted it. So, mi garam l'Reuven shahoda Yehuda, v'zos li'Yehuda. As it says, v'zos Yehuda, Yehuda is the one who said, sot can be many, that Tamar should not be put to death. I was the one that had relations with her. Miyad shama Hashem kol Yehuda, and all Ivra Lashafa, his bones went back into the sockets. So Rav Shalom Shvadron, according to my notes, I don't remember the shmuz, but I saw it in my notes. Rav Shalom Shvadron said a few things. First of all, when Yehud admitted, he had absolutely no kavana to teach anyone. He was just admitting it. Happily, Reuven learned it from him. Second of all, Yehuda was only admitting it. Had he not admitted it, Tamar would have been killed. He was like saving an innocent life. He would have been a Russia had he not admitted it, because Tamar did not deserve to die. So had he not admitted it, he would have put an innocent person to death just because of his own busha. And third of all, which I think is the best kash of all of them, that Rav Shalom asked, Yehuda? The Bechir Sheba Avos? You couldn't find anything nice to say about Yehuda, that his bones shouldn't rattle in his grave, other than like one time he admitted to something? Which he, Chora, of course, should have done. The Bechir Sheba Avos? That's the only skus you could find for Yehuda? To daven that his bones should not rattle? So Zuck Rav Shalom Shvadron, yes, this was considered the great highlight in Yehuda's life, that it made a major impact on somebody else, even without kavana, and that was considered a tremendous chus. We don't appreciate the koach hashpa, the great koach hashpa, even the hashpa that we don't even intend to have. It's such an amazing opportunity we have to be mashpia on somebody else. You have a guy is coming from the dormitory and he in the mood to sleep, but he gets up and comes, and his roommate says, okay, he's getting up, I know how tired he was, I'm gonna get up also. The first guy had no intention of doing that. I'm pretty sure, I remember I was branching in New Haven, and there were a bunch of, I was rooming with a bunch of high school boys. I was dead tired some nights, but I couldn't sleep. What kind of lesson would I, what kind of role model would I be if I didn't get up? So I forced myself to get up. But I realized after that, I was trying to be Gadashpa for them, but they're the ones that had the Ashpa on me, because of them, I got up. So maybe they get the scar. Just the koach hashpa is so phenomenal. When we do things, that hashpa, any act we do, and I can't speak about this topic, but not to say the amazing Rabbi Roden story. Roden, you know, there was this. Okay, everyone knows the story. Rabbi Fran made it famous, but just to say it out, not everybody heard it. So there was this burly Texan who went to, not religious, he went to the Israel, goes to the Holy Wall, and he sees this Alta Yerushalmi davening by the coastal, crying, saying Tehillim, heartfelt tears, and he was moved. This burly Texan never saw that kind of solemn prayer. Never saw anything that crying. He was just taken. He just watched him for like a half hour. And he was leaving the coastal then, and he was on his way back to America. And he felt bad, like he's leaving such a pristine sight. Where will he have anything like this? So he goes over to Selma and he says, you know, I went to a stranger who spoke English, and he says, I want to be around something like that. I live in Texas. Where can I find someone like that? Points to that Alta Yerushalmi crying, saying to him. So he said, you live in Texas. You know, go to an Orthodox synagogue, look up for Orthodox synagogue, and in Orthodox synagogue you probably find someone like that. So he went back to Texas. He lived near Dallas. He looked up, I don't know, I think the name of the shul was Ave Shalom, Rabbi Roden's shul, Rabbi Achnas's brother-in-law. And he came to Rabbi Achnas, to Rabbi Roden, and he made a relationship with Rabbi Roden. And I think he eventually gave him like $500,000 or $350,000. They built a new shul with this guy. And just from that site, Rabbi Fran knocked the socks off this story, because I think on one of the Tisha B'Av Chofetz Chaim videos, he said, could you imagine it's going to come Achameva Esrim, and this Alta Yerushalmi is going to come up, and they're going to be don him, and they're going to say, you're going to go straight to Shemayim, straight to Gan Eden, because you changed the whole community in Dallas. And he's going to look at him and say, he's going to say, like, what's Dallas? Never heard of Dallas. You changed the whole community in Dallas. This Alta Yerushalmi was just davening there. He was for real. But that's tremendous hashpa, just the hashpa, even the ones we don't attempt to do. Can you imagine the ones we do attempt? If we are attempting to be mashpi on someone and you have that impact, it's mamish unbelievable. Yehuda's whole life, the Bechir Shabbos, the one schus that saved him from his bones rattling around, which sounds like that was a big onish, because he said, Yehuda said that by the whole Maisu of Binyamin, that he was held accountable. You know, Yehuda, V'chatasi L'Hashem, whatever he told, he promised Yaakov he's going to bring Binyamin back, and when a tzaddik makes a tanai, so he's bound by that tanai, even if it's fulfilled, he has to, you know, chatasi l'Hashem. So he basically suffered because of it until Moshe Benu davened for him. But wow, just this became the highlight in Yehuda's life. Of everything Yehuda did, this became the highlight. So, Bosa, we have such an amazing opportunity. We are hashpah. Just living in yeshiva is hashpah, because it's hashpah to the community. And the high schools, they're not coming in to look at anyone, but just having a beis medrash here. We've tried to run the yeshiva without a beis medrash in here. It's for whatever reason, even if they don't come in here, just knowing that this beis medrash is already hashpah, is already tremendous chusim, and even we're mashpi on each other, you know, both all directions. One's mashpi on the other. You know, we just, when you have a tzibur, everyone comes to morning seder because everyone comes to morning seder. I don't know, you know, it's not mandatory education. Everyone can just pick up and leave. And every day you could pick up and leave. And everyone comes. You come here by night seder and everyone's in the basement. It's like, it's mamash amazing. It's a big Kiddush Hashem. It's a big Hashpa. Everyone comes because everyone comes. The reason why we come is because everyone comes. Everyone will stop coming. Everyone will stop coming. You know, because everyone's like committed to each other, so we all have to do it together. But that's such amazing hashpa. We don't realize it. I know that's not our intent, and maybe that shouldn't even be the intent. You want to do the right thing, but you should know matan schar betzida. The benefits are that we are hashpa to each other. So we have the tzchusim. We become like Adam. We also have tremendous hashpa for each other.